today's protest, it's been in the pipeline for a while. One of the first meetings that to arrange this was happened a few months ago, and shortly after that, then the national schools done their mini protests of the large signs that they have asking for people to slow down, holding their 60-kilometre signs. So that then escalated on. So the Letchimic Ward Development Committee then put up signs, 8x4s and 6x4s, asking people to slow down as well to the 60-kilometre and stick to the speed limit. And today's protest now is just an escalation of that again, another step up, and asking for all the residents in the area to come out in support of the speed protest.
Is the protest a call to motorists, or is it to council to, I suppose, step up traffic calming measures, or is it a bit of both?
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. They're trying to make it visual at the moment that motorists will take heed. There's been a lot of numerous near misses. There's been a lot of accidents, but thankfully so far, no major accidents. Also, they're looking to the council and the TIA to step up and provide a proper safety package for Letchimic Ward. Should it be signage? Should it be ramps? Should it be whatever? So they're looking to kind of push both agendas on the one go.
And the council had assessed this previously, and it was deemed to be a lower risk, but it's quite surprising given the speed that the cars are travelling there and the amount of schools that are involved in this.
Yes, the council, there was a survey done in 2024, and the average speed was 80 kilometres an hour travelling through a village that has a 60 kilometre an hour speed limit. And as you said, there's a school right on the roadside. There's a health centre. There's a community centre. There's a GAA field. There's a graveyard. There's a petrol station. And there's a second junction further down, still in the village, and that turns off to a second school. And there's also a shop there as well. So there's a lot of traffic, a lot of people on and off the road, and a lot of people crossing the road. So it's the committee being proactive, which is a great thing that's going to be happening this afternoon.